I'm Cheryl Waters. You've got it tuned to the Midday Show here on listener-powered KEXP, and we are so happy to have Kevin Morby live in studio today. Welcome.
Thank you.
So great to have you and your band here. Loving the new album, and I am so excited to talk with you about it. But can you kick us off with a couple of songs?
Absolutely.
There, I pass a cemetery. Oh Lord, I held my breath. Dead they don't come back. Dead they don't come back. Dead they don't. The dead they don't. Dead they don't come back. And on my way to school, I pass that old graveyard. Life is mighty lonely, and life is mighty hard. Dead they don't wake up, dead they don't wake up. Dead they don't, the dead they don't, dead they don't wake up. Oh, I, your mom, oh, right. In distance, in time. And I can see your teardrops behind the black, black veil. It made me hope for heaven, and it made me scared for hell. Did they always sleep? Did they always sleep? Did they all, the dead they all, did they always sleep? And from time to time, think about my grave. When I'm gone, I have one. What's it gonna say? It feels good to rest. It's been a long, long day. It's been a long, it's been a long, it's been a long, long day. Oh, I, your mouth, a right measure. And as sure as I was born, I will die. Said a prayer for you. I was tired and alone. Said, Lord, I miss my friend who's underneath my feet. May your soul, oh, may your soul, may your soul rest in peace.
Kevin Morby live here in the KEXP studios. That was so beautiful. A song from your new record, Still Life.
Actually, off of Harlem River. Sorry, I made
a
mistake.
Oh, okay.
These first two are Harlem River, and then the later two.
All right.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
This one's called Rain.
Woo! Bodies along the way. Now the Lord can't help me. There ain't no God to save a wretch like me. A wretch like me. A wretch like me. Family is upset, but I'm still their baby boy. He's never gone nowhere alone. And now I ain't got no choice. I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down, down, down. I'm going down. No, I don't wanna go to hell. The devil is a bully. I guess I might as well still be alive. Woo, 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 woo. Another football games, everyone will know. No matter if they're local or they're in from out of state, that innocent boy turned dangerous, went to the mall that day. He grew up in the foothills, went to the mall to slay. And like a bad dream that feels so real, that it can't be, but it is still. And like a nightmare, taken out of sleep, it hits you in the morning like a newspaper at your feet. My name will rain. My name will rain. My name will rain. Hey. Woo. 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 My shoulders holding my daddy's head, looking to my sister's eyes. No, it's hard to understand that what I did won't be forgiven, and what I did is never ending. But look up at the school and tell me, what do you see? There's something wrong with all of them. There's nothing wrong with me. My name will rain. My name will rain. My name will rain. My name will rain. My name will rain, rain. My name will rain. My name will rain, rain. My name will rain. When I was young, just under 21, tore my town apart by emptying my loaded gun to the atmosphere, catching bodies along the way. Now the Lord can't help me. There ain't no God to save a wretch like me.
Kevin Morby live here in the KEXP studios tonight, playing at the Cannery in Everett. And tomorrow night, Kevin will be back here in Seattle playing the Sunset with Jessica Pratt. And again, it's so wonderful to have you here in studio. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
And you sound fantastic with your band. We recognize Justin, and Meg is an amazing addition to the
yes,
lineup.
Yes, Meg, you're the first audience to see this, this lineup.
We're
I played
honored.
With Meg, and I've obviously played a lot with Justin, but this is the first time the three of us have played together, two people.
I'm so glad that you played songs from Harlem River. I feel like Still Life, I can't keep the time frame straight in my mind, but it doesn't even seem like it was a year since.
Yeah, just under a year. Because it was like November 2013, Harlem River came out, and then October 2014, Still Life came out.
Is it an just sliding from one record to the next? Or I think I read somewhere that the music for Harlem River was written over a big span of time, maybe going back to when you were pretty young.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That was definitely, that was written between like ages 19 and I guess 24. Recorded it when I was 24. And so that was a lot, there was a lot of songs saved up for that. So it wasn't like I wrote it really quick or something. Whereas Still Life, I wrote very quick. So it's kind of like I put out this album that took a long time to write, and then on the heels of that, I wrote another album very quick.
Well, you've lived a lot of life in the last few years, and you've been pretty much in perpetual motion. And if you wrote Still Life pretty recently, were you writing that while you were out on the road? Because that seems like all you've been doing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It was this thing where Justin and I recorded Harlem River right before I basically went on tour for a whole year with Woods and the Babies. And so then I wrote Still Life during that time period. And it was it was a weird thing where we recorded it and then I went on tour. And when the touring was over, Harlem River came out, but I already had a new record ready to go.
You must write pretty prolifically and quickly.
I guess so. It definitely came out quickly at that time. The road is a good place for me to write.
I've read some interviews with you where you talk about your time in Woods, mm-hmm. and your new record, or both of your records, have come out on the Woods Sist record mm-hmm. label. So obviously very close with them, like a family. And then the Babies also, you know, a very, very tight, close group. And mm-hmm. you speak very fondly and sweetly about the time in both of those bands. And of course, everyone, you know, who goes from band to band learns something and takes something
for
from
sure,
that experience.
For sure.
But it really seemed to be a significant time for you in both of those projects.
Absolutely. It's kind of like they both set me up to go out on my own, you know? It's like Woods, I always say that Woods like taught me how to be a musician, taught me like what touring was like what that actually means, and sort of how to be on stage in front of people. And then there was something about the Babies where, you know, I was co-fronting it with Cassie, and it's like I would have never been able to front it on my own, but having, you know, one of my best friends and also someone who was used to doing it, you know, she's used to doing it through the Vivian Girls, having her at my side made it so I could kind of like ease my way into doing it.
Like little baby steps.
Little baby steps. That's why we're called the Babies.
Well, you are now front and center, and of course this is your second solo album, but it seems like you're focusing all your attention on this now. That must feel great.
Yeah, yeah. And it taught me that too. It taught me that it's too hard to be in two bands at once.
Well, you and Justin went to Europe last fall, and it was just the two of you. How was that?
That was amazing. That was incredible. We said it was our favorite tour so far. It was good. It was kind of a financial decision to only take two members. And we had just done like a full band tour through America right beforehand. And then so we had a couple days off in New York before flying to Europe, and we had one practice. And I think we both thought it was probably not going to sound too good. But it turned out to sound amazing. And it was one of those things where we really broke the songs down to their parts. It was like being in boot camp or something.
Well, you talk about taking those baby steps and taking, you know, mm-hmm. a new challenge along the way. And I mean, putting yourself front and center like that, just the two of you.
And it was especially good because we're so used to like the rock environment and like playing loud music. And for me as like a singer or whatever, like kind of shouting, you know, and like hiding behind like a scream or something. Whereas with that, we, like I said, we had to break the songs down to their parts, and it was like boot camp because we had to like really be efficient at like our instruments and like really have good control over the volume, and it really made us kind of tear apart the songs in this way that I think is important for like the like solo endeavor.
Well, the songs are sounding great. I'm excited to hear some tracks now from the new record. You gonna play some of those for us?
Yeah, let me just switch over my guitar.
We've got Kevin Morby live here in the KEXP studios. Still Life, the latest album. And again, tonight he's playing at the Cannery in Everett. Tomorrow night you can catch him at the Sunset Tavern with Jessica Pratt. You got a guitar for each record? Is that how it works?
No, yeah, exactly. This is the Baby's guitar. This is the second time it's been in here. Thank you.
all of my life, waiting for you, just to be by your side, just to see it through. And you'd call my name, but what would you say if you knew my play? Then who are you? Oh, when you come down in Anchor, stay. And if they told you what and why you're standing there, all of my life spent on you, just to be by your side, but you never came. And you'd call my name just to disappear. I've been put down in a tear. And what if no one comes? No bells to ring, Lord. And what if no one cares? No tales to sing now. All of my life waited on you, just to be by your side and to be there too. And you'd call my name, but I never could hear. If you knew my play, then you'd never do what you want. It was only a waltz. You never do what you'd say. Oh, what you'd say. All of my life, all of my life, all of my life. And what a dream in my head. Oh, all those things that you'd say to me. And what a dream will do till it's gone and never come back again, again, again.
Ah, that was so lovely.
Thank you.
Got one more?
Yep, one more. This one is called Amen. Let me just tune up.
Kevin Morby is live here in the KEXP studios. Very excited to have him here, and tomorrow night playing at the Sunset with Jessica Pratt.
You ready?
Dead, but I'm dying so slow. so slow, so slow. Won't you say a prayer for? Won't you say a prayer for me? Amen. I've been crying like a siren in the mirror, so cold, so cold, so cold, so cold. Anyway you want me, anyway you want me, anyway at all. Anyway you need me, anyway you need me, and they come, they call. Take me as I come now, take me as I come now, take me as I will. Take me as an angel. Take me as an angel, take me as you feel. Of my way. Gently, like a leaf on top of water, harm me no one. And that morning, when I opened my eyes, it said expected, and then it melted away. When I opened them again, it said accepted it. God, reach down your hand and lift me up. In death, she said, always seemed to me as one who got caught in God's riptide. Quickly, without realizing you're being pulled out to sea, the laughter from the beach begins to grow faint. Around you, and all that's around you is blue. Dear God, reach down your hand and lift me up. Amen. And won't you say a prayer for? Won't you say a prayer for? But I'm dying so slow, so slow, so slow. Won't you say a prayer for? Won't you say a prayer for me? Amen. I've been crying like a siren in the mirror, so cold, so cold, so cold, so cold.
Thank you. That was beautiful. And that baby's guitar served you very nicely on that song.
It's holding up.
It's so great to have you all here. Thank you for making the time today. And the album, so beautiful.
Thank you, Cheryl. I'm not to pick favorites, but you're my favorite host of this show.
Oh.
So I'm honored. I'm honored.
I'll write you a check after we're off the air.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. Tonight, Kevin and the band playing with Fauna Shade S and Gabriel Mintz, and that shows in Everett at the Cannery, and tomorrow at the Sunset with Jessica Pratt. So great to have you all here. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.
I hear you calling from the river bank. I will be coming when the air is black. All my time is falling. Time is falling on the factory floor. Some say Messiah's coming, got to get it right. Some say Messiah's coming. Give me back my time. All my time is falling on the factory floor. And all my time is falling. May you find out, may you find out who you are. And if you come to search for what is lost, then may you find it, may you find it at any cost. And if you come all from far, and may not touch you, nor ever do you harm. If you come oh so soft, you may look up one day and you'll be high. And if I were to die today, slaughtered in that masquerade, last thing that you'd hear me say is put my body on display in the parade. That's passing slowly through the town. My feet, they cannot touch the ground of the parade. was there waiting on me. I have come and I will go just the same. And if I were to die today, a puppet in that gray charade, last thing that you'd hear me say is bury me in different shades of the parade. That's passing slowly through the town. My feet, they cannot touch the ground. You will go now. You'll go, but oh, just how? You'll never leave this town of the parade. Like a parade, like a parade. Like a parade, 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 like a parade. Oh, didn't I tell you? I'll walk down to the alley. Oh, wasn't I in search for? Oh, somebody just like you. Open up your window, throw down your hair, or climb it in.